This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Hong Kong police said early Wednesday it had arrested six current or former senior staffers of an online media firm for conspiracy to publish a seditious publication. The six people were arrested during a raid on offices of the pro-democracy outlet Stan News that involved more than 200 uniformed and plainclothes officers. Police say they conducted the raid under a colonial-era law. Authorities in Hong Kong have cracked down on scores of pro-democracy activists and publications since China's passage of a strict national security law in 2020 in response to massive and sometimes violent anti-government protests the previous year. The crackdown has transformed the Asian financial hub from a semi-autonomous city to one increasingly under Beijing's authoritarian control. The body of South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu will now lie in state for 2 days ahead of his funeral on Saturday, New Year's Day. Tutu was initially scheduled to lie in state only on Friday at St. George's Cathedral in Cape Town, but on Tuesday, his two foundations said the memorial has been moved up to Thursday to accommodate the thousands of mourners expected to pay a final farewell to the Archbishop. The legendary anti-apartheid fighter and supporter of LGBTQ rights died Sunday at age 90 at a Cape Town nursing home. In COVID-19 news, New Zealand is reporting its first community exposure to the Omicron variant. The Ministry of Health said Wednesday a person who arrived from Britain earlier this month has tested positive for the rapidly spreading variant. The person had previously tested negative for COVID-19 during a week in isolation at a quarantine facility in Auckland. This is VOA News. France reported more than 179,800 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period Tuesday, marking a new one-day record for the country and marking one of the highest single-day tallies worldwide since the start of the pandemic. Denmark has the world's highest coronavirus infection rate, with 1,612 cases per 100,000 people. The country posted a single-day record of 16,164 new COVID-19 infections on Monday. Other European nations reporting new record-breaking single-day coronavirus infections on Tuesday are Britain, with more than 138,800, 17,172 in Portugal, and Greece, with 21,657. The World Health Organization said Wednesday the risk posed by the rapidly spreading Omicron variant is still very high. The Brazilian government has allocated more than $35 million in disaster relief funds to northeastern Brazil, where 20 people have died and tens of thousands of people of others have been left with nowhere to live amid severe flooding, according to a Tuesday presidential decree. Brazil's northeastern Bahia state, home to about 15 million people, has suffered from flood 4 weeks after historic dry spell gave way to record rains. A total of 116 cities in Bahia are in a state of emergency. Cities in at least five other states in Brazil's north and southeast have also been flooded in recent days. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid as a man of his word. Reid died Tuesday at his home in the western state of Nevada at the age of 82 after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid served in the U.S. Congress for over three decades, beginning in 1983, first as a member of the House of Representatives, before becoming a U.S. Senator in 1987. He served as Senate Majority Leader when Democrats held the chamber from 2007 until 2014. During that time, Reid oversaw passage of several key parts of then-President Barack Obama's administration, including the Affordable Care Act and Wall Street reform. He retired from the Senate in 2016. And U.S. National Football League coaching great John Madden died Tuesday at his home at the age of 85 at his home in California. Madden coached the Oakland Raiders for a decade beginning in 1967, leading the Raiders to a Super Bowl win over the Minnesota Vikings in 1977. He was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 2006. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.